Data released this week by the U.S. Department of Education shows that Wyoming schools refer students to law enforcement at rates twice the national average. That's in the wake of high-profile tragedies. More schools hire armed police officers to patrol their hallways. As Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Schrank reports, these student run-ins with the law have unintended consequences.
In the 2011-2012 school year, Wyoming ranked fourth in the country for sending students to cops and courts, and Cheyenne's Johnson Junior High School referred students to law enforcement at a rate 15 times the national average.
I started at Johnson in the fall of 2011.
Manny Fardella is a school resource officer, or SRO, with the Cheyenne Police Department.
Johnson was a busy school. You know, they did have a lot of disturbances, fights, and there was some drug activity. There was a whole bunch of things going on.
Students were reported to police 88 times that year, but Fardella says things have changed since then.
Every single year, we have had a drastic decrease in negative behavior. I think Johnson has made remarkable progress, and our numbers are way down.
New data shows that the school logged just 9 referrals 2 years later. But the reductions in contacts with police were not the case everywhere. The referral rate at Rock Springs High School tripled during that period. Fardella says numbers will go down only when officers are properly trained to build relationships with kids and work closely with school staff.
It either works or it doesn't, and if you don't have the right person in there, it's not going to work. And then when it doesn't work, you have negative results from that.
University of Wyoming criminal justice professor Thomas Mowen sees a lot of negative results.
You have law enforcement agencies who are pushing the SRO agenda and saying it increases safety. There's absolutely no evidence that that's the case. In fact, the evidence is on the other side, and that is by putting an SRO in the school, you're inflating the arrest rates.
There are officers at about 32% of Wyoming schools, slightly above average. Wyoming boosted school safety and security in the wake of the killings in Newtown, which Mowen says doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Your odds of being involved in a school shooting are similar to being struck by lightning, and yet we're making policy for something that is extremely rare.
And Mowen says researchers in his field have found that school resource officers actually have negative impacts on education.
There's tons of research that shows that these security measures are related to lower student attendance, higher dropout rates, higher pushout rates, lower SAT taking, lower grades. I mean, pretty much every negative outcome, there's a straight line to at this point in the literature.
What's the upside to SROs in schools if there is one?
There is no upside to having SROs in schools.
Mowen says SROs often criminalize normal childhood behavior. Students face charges like defiance of authority and are funneled from the classroom to the courtroom. And the data shows that students of color and those with disabilities are more likely to have run-ins with police than other students.
We've seen a massive increase in inequality in discipline because of schools adopting formal criminal justice policies.
In Wyoming, schools are twice as likely to call the cops on students with disabilities. This year, a mom in southeast Wyoming will call Karen because she fears using her name could lead to retribution from her school district, says she got a call that her 8-year-old son with autism was acting out at school. So she hopped in her car.
Even though I was on my way, they decided to call a police officer to intervene.
Some SROs showed up just after she did and restrained her son. Karen says he was terrified.
Why is the go-to reaction to behaviors that are a known result of his disability to bring in an officer? Being confronted in the middle of an escalation by someone who's an authority figure and who has a weapon on them and who is trained to deal with criminals, you know, not an 8-year-old.
Karen's son had another run-in with an officer when he tried to walk out of school during the day. The local police department says officers do attend 1-week-long training that includes some information about students with disabilities. But Karen says police presence only made things worse.
My child is now afraid of police officers. He views them as someone who's brought in to scare him or deter him. And he, at this point, would not ask a police officer for help.
Wyoming is one of 38 states that does not require school resource officers to have any specific training on how to deal with kids. But Cheyenne PD's Manny Fardella is trained, and even trains others around the country. He says that training is critical, and good SROs must be understanding.
One of the biggest things that I always stress when I teach an SRO class is the question of why. We have to dig deep and find out, really, why is the student doing what they do?
That's typically not the mentality for cops who come straight from policing the streets to policing the schools. Next week, we'll hear from some school resource officers in Green River who strive to do their students more good than harm. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Aaron Schrank.
These reports are part of the American Graduate Let's Make It Happen, a public media initiative to address the dropout crisis, supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.